representation for Foxconn workers.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with the Global Perspective on Business and Economics. The company that makes the iPhone, iPad, Kindle, and a host of other electronics is beefing up its union. Foxconn has been under pressure to improve worker pay and conditions and announced this week that it is enhancing its labor union. Marketplace's China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz reports.
In the past, Foxconn's workers' union didn't represent workers. It was controlled by upper management. Now, because of pressure from Apple, Foxconn's workers will vote for better representation. Li Shihong assembles iPads at one of Foxconn's largest factories in Shenzhen.
They're requiring us to take control of the union, which is great. But how much of a voice will we really have once we've done that?
Arit Van Heerden heads the Fair Labor Association, whose audit of Foxconn is directing these changes. Van Heerden wonders if workers will even bother to vote.
Workers might see it as an inconvenience, you know. What we've got to get clear is, why should I bother to vote? What could they do for me? And would it all be worth it?
Van Heerden says it's possible one of the first demands of the new union will be to work more overtime hours. Apple has reduced hours for its Chinese suppliers, an unpopular move with many Foxconn workers. From Shenzhen, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.